Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Christmas, millions of Christians celebrating the day, and Christmas trees making the home where we have spent so much of our lives lately perhaps feel much more festive no matter what size the tree. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, the president, though, has one for you. That's a real curveball. He says he wants more money for Americans in the $900 billion stimulus package that's already been passed by Congress. Remember, this is the last stand of the president. He does not have to sign, and he says he won't sign. And even bigger is the fact that lots of liberal Democrats are siding with the president. It's not surprising they're siding with him because of the amount of money, but they're ganging up on the Republicans. Mitch McConnell, look out. You might be the Grinch who stole Christmas, and the president's saying, no, thank you. So $2,000 for Americans is what the president wants. $2,000 a person, $4,000 for a couple, and then for kids, etc. It could add up. The president had a great point. To me, looking at this, I was like, wow, these idiots on the Hill are not passing anything, and people are drowning, and their benefits are expiring, and they're going to get booted, evicted from their homes, especially obviously those who rent, but so many others struggling with mortgage payments and everything else in between. Bread lines, so to speak, food banks around America are running out of food and finding ways to do what they can to stretch it in the suburbs. So here's the bottom line. The president just went after this relief package and said it was a disgrace. He did this on Twitter. He urged Congress to amend the bill, increase the amount of money that would go directly to Americans. He said in its current form, it's included in it is $1.4 trillion in omnibus spending, which he said has almost nothing to do with COVID. And he nailed them, saying Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. And he said that in particular, restaurants have not been given enough money after their owners have suffered so grievously. They were only given a deduction for others to use in business for their restaurant for 2 years. So let's see what happens. I mean, the push is on. And, you know, Chuck Schumer said we spent months trying to secure $2,000 checks, but Republicans blocked it. So he's saying the president needs to sign the bill to help people and keep the government open, and we're glad to pass more aid Americans need. But here's the deal. I really honestly think, you know, he's right. They had to keep the government open. I don't think he signs it and then waits to see if the other, well, maybe we're going to get to this, because we saw how long it's taken to get to this point. And so when you see, like, AOC, one of the most liberal Democrats on the Hill, you know, siding with the president and saying, glad to see the president's willing to support our legislation. Yep, we can pass $2,000 checks this week if the Senate GOP agrees to stand down. So what will the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell do, and what will the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy do? Because they're not responding to anybody who is asking them for comments right now. I think maybe surprised by what came out on Twitter, because this is, like I said, the last hurrah for the president. This is the time of the pardons and moving on and shoring things up, if you will, in a sense. So there were a flurry of pardons, which included a couple of names you might know. Maybe you don't know them, but this is what happens with presidents. And a wave of them included former campaign aide George Papadopoulos, also Duncan Hunter, Chris Collins, four Blackwater guards involved in the Iraq massacre kickoff. Also, Alex van der Zwaan, the Dutch lawyer who was sentenced to 30 days in jail after pleading guilty to lying to Mueller investigators, two Border Patrol agents convicted in 2006 of shooting and wounding an unarmed, undocumented immigrant and then covering it up, and several people convicted of nonviolent drug crimes serving very, very long sentences. And, of course, there were many others on that list. And, again, this is what was expected, I think, as far as what was going to happen with the pardons. Remember, Hunter was sentenced earlier this year to 11 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release for his misuse of more than $200,000 in campaign funds and personal, expenses. So I think many people thought that was going to happen. I don't think that's a surprise. Hunter resigned from Congress in January after winning re-election in California's 50th Congressional District, which is really kind of eastern San Diego County. So while that's happening, then there is that big bombshell of, I'm not going to sign it. Do something with these checks. So sorry, my Republican friends, you're going to have to do it. Meaning, and this is, again, giving the Democrats ammunition, but also lining up with the president where it's about the people who need the money instead of the special interests. Wow. How about that? 17 million plus cases in the U.S. You know what I'm talking about. COVID-19. But the thing that most people can't wrap their head around, it's not the deaths. I don't think it's all those cases, which I say is shocking, I guess, but maybe this is what happens. We get numb to it. I think it's the conversation about the mutant strain and what happens if it's in the UK. It just seems inevitable that it's got to be somewhere in the US. And the new strain is thought to be about 70% more infectious than the original, and it was first detected in London earlier this month and now has been identified in at least six other territories around the world. So in England, nobody wants the UK, anyone from the UK, to travel to their area from, whether it's Ireland or whether it's France or any of that. They shut down the tunnel that connects the two, even to not allow people from England to go into France. But cases of the new strain have been identified in Denmark, Italy, the Netherlands, Gibraltar, Australia. They have verified cases in Belgium, too. And, what happens, we're going to have this epidemic that continues to build over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And then will we see those infection rates decline because the vaccines are getting rolled out? Is it already in the U.S.? And there was Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's a former head of the Food and Drug Administration, who's been asked a lot about this, who says that I think it's already in the U.S. So a travel ban is not going to stop the new strain spreading in the U.S. It's a question of get the vaccine and will it stop all of that? It's all about the numbers. We're headed to We Can Count on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
And boy, don't we all know that from the president saying, give us 2,000 a person versus 600 or you don't get my John Hancock, which is a huge story. And that one just lit up the Twittersphere. To the fact that you can get a free McDonald's McFlurry, and a lot of people apparently did that. Did you like that turn? So all you needed was to get your to-go orders, and for free you got one. But you, of course, there's always a twist. You have to have an app, and then you have to have at least a $1 purchase. I don't know. Would you go there for that? Not so sure. All right, big numbers. What stores are open on Christmas Day? Do you have to run out at 4 o'clock in the morning to go get some quick last-minute stocking stuffers? Well, CVS has them. Walgreens has them. They're going to be open. 7-Eleven. Oh, my favorite stores, and I'm not living anywhere near them. My favorite coffee on the planet, Wawa. Wawa and Cumberland Farms, they have the Chili Willy, which is similar to 7-Eleven's Slurpee. They're open. Let's see, what else? If you need to get a snack while you're cooking Christmas dinner, Bob Evans, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A are closed, but Starbucks, McDonald's, Dunkin', IHOP, Denny's, and Waffle House are all open. I don't know, there's something about restaurants being open that I think is sad for all the people that work there, but it's been sad for the restaurant industry, and people need to make some money. So, you know, in 2019, only 20% of restaurants were open on the holidays. And if you are doing Christmas Eve shopping, you can bet that there's some places that'll still be open. So Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Costco, all those places. I think everything will be open Christmas Eve and then close at a certain time. You can always run to the gas station and grab whatever you can grab to fill those stockings. I mean, actually, you know what? It's not about gifts even. So I counted that there were 15 main big stores open. It shouldn't be about gifts, right? This year has been such a creepy year with COVID, and we all have a COVID hangover that I think it's just about connecting to people that you care about in whatever way that you have to connect. To me, that's the biggest thing is that connection, right? Of course. Absolutely. All right. Other numbers to look at. And one of the interesting numbers is the numbers that we see in sports. And that's pretty obvious, right? So when you think of the NFL, which I was so dead wrong on that. I thought for sure they would never make it to the playoffs, that COVID would ravage a sport where there was so much contact. But I didn't really think about the fact that some people got COVID, some of the players did, but they have protocols in place and they worked it out somehow. So whatever the outbreaks were, it worked out. It worked itself out, and the NFL handled it, you know, again. How about that? Not what I was thinking was going to happen. So coming up, this week we were going to have a Nail the Score, but we skipped Nail the Score this week. So we'll do two games next week because I know so many people are out. So that was the way to handle that because the Wednesday show is a great show that we pre-produced for all of you. All right, Christmas Day is Friday. There is a game that's going to be played. Guess what game it is? It's the Vikings and the Saints. Who dat? So for all my friends listening in New Orleans, what did I say? The Saints are 10-4. New Orleans is favored by a touchdown in this. The over-under is 51 on this game. So the total amount of points in that game, 51. And I know that a lot of people will probably be watching that game, at least for entertainment, you know, later in the day, that kind of thing. And so a big shout out to 990 AM WGSO, our great affiliate in New Orleans. They'll be busy with that game, some people watching it again. It kicks off at 4:30 Eastern. So there is also some Saturday football that's going to be played, the Bucks and the Lions, the 49ers and the Cardinals, the Dolphins and the Raiders. So three games there. And then, of course, your Sunday games, because we are, like I said, getting closer and closer to the end of the season and to the playoffs. How about this? We had so much conversation about oil drilling off of Florida's coast. Now we're seeing that you've got warnings from members of Congress, and I was looking at some photos of Fort Lauderdale, and they say exploratory drilling began this week from an offshore oil well just 150 miles from South Florida, and it prompted 18 members of Congress to warn, for the potential catastrophic impact if a spill occurs. And of course, the well is operated by the Bahamas Petroleum Company under a license from the Bahamian government, and it's going to be drilled as deep as 1,800 feet in an area southwest of Andros Island. It's the only active well in that area, and although the status of oil fields nearby in Cuban waters, who knows what that is. However, in looking at the drilling, just because you think of what they dealt with in Louisiana and even in the Panhandle, if there's any kind of a minor accident. So now there's all kinds of conversations about the safety. And the Florida Petroleum Marketers Association says, look, we're the most regulated industry in the world. True. And because I deal with the oil industry in my world and know many, many people in the oil industry. I agree with that from the conversations that I've had. And you've got so many wells out there. If you look at the whole concept of how safe the industry is, of course, it's to talk about it is fine. But I think the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico, where you had 164 million gallons of oil dumped into the Gulf of Mexico, and it caused billions of dollars in economic and environmental damage, that's the thing that resonates, I guess, with some people. But, you know, you got proponents of drilling saying the process is regulated and the accidents are rare, albeit that one was a horrible, horrible one. But I think that you're going to have people really lining up on all sides of this. And if there is anything that happens, trust me, it will explode, in a sense, all over the place. Let's talk about Amazon for a second. You know, 'tis the season to deliver, deliver, deliver. And Amazon is just crushing its competitors. You look at what Jeff Bezos has done with this. There are 1.1 million employees, and the market valuation of that company is like $1.6 trillion. And what's happening is the products and the services, and now especially you're seeing it because of how quickly the materials can get to you and how much cheaper whenever you look it up. Prescription medicine is the new frontier, $400 billion. Whole Foods, that's another area that was big in 2018, I think they started, or 2019. And just shipping, anything shipping with Amazon. And it's so interesting to look at where they started and how they have grown and how they have just no competitor is too small to be in Amazon sites. I mean, they clone things, they own things, they give you the best prices, and my goodness, the packaging, that's what you see all over the place. And if you don't understand how much they're shipping, just take a drive around your neighborhood. So an online bookstore 26 years ago to an online retailer and what they're doing. If you look at others, the United Parcel Service, FedEx, and there's just no question they are all being crushed by Jeff Bezos and Amazon. And there was a huge story. And again, these are things we already know and we've talked about, but there's a huge story today in the Wall Street Journal. And it just made me think about looking at all those packages being delivered and seeing that their prices just always come up, seem to come up the best. And they're the ones that are getting the packages delivered on time. Right? Yeah. All right, the music means that we got to dance off. A couple of quick reminders. You can always hit me up 24/7 with an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is asking Congress for an amended COVID relief bill with more money for direct payments. In a statement on social media, the president called the bill a disgrace, saying it has nothing to do with COVID, and he wants a version that increases those direct payments.
Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 per a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation.
This is USA Radio News. Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas dealings of Hunter Biden, a day after outgoing Attorney General William Barr declined to name one. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News Hunter's actions may have hurt American foreign policy.
I want somebody to look at all the overseas activity of Hunter Biden, see if it's compromised the foreign policy of President Biden if he gets to be president, and the guy in Delaware doesn't have that mandate, so I respectfully disagree. If it were up to me, I would take the U.S. attorney in Delaware and give him the entire Hunter Biden portfolio so he could look at everything Hunter Biden did throughout the world, which is pretty massive industrial size influence. Peddling. I think we need a special counsel because I worry that what Hunter Biden did may have compromised our ability to effectively wage foreign policy.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Ball joins us now, and he's in a wonderful place, not too far from Kuala Lumpur. So think of Malaysia, and hopefully some of you have been there. And he's written such an interesting book. It's really a pleasure to have him on this version of Author's Corner. His book is called Why is the Global Economy Like This? And it's a book, as he told me off the air, about letting people think. It's about thinking, and the examples that he gives in the book will definitely make you think. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
So I asked you why you wrote the book, and I think there is a deeper meaning maybe than you even think, because you're concerned. You're looking around and you're seeing where we are and what people are saying. And I don't want to put the words in your mouth, but what really drove you to say, okay, I'm going to write this. I'm going to do this book.
Okay. I work for a company that does pipeline inspection, which is a limited market. So we have to approach that globally, which made me travel quite a lot. You know, I traveled for pipe care to the United States, to America, South America, every continent I've been. And, you know, when you travel a lot, your eyes open. You're not limited to your neighbor and the next street in the neighborhood. You know, you really have an opportunity to see people in different situations. Now, the example that I gave of Japan and China really has a big impact on the labor force. You can see now, you know, 10 years ago, Chinese products were like snapdragon. You know, they were copies, and they were not even good copies. But today, they make products that are pretty good, and they advance in technology. And they will, they have lifted 700 million people out of poverty, but they will face a big problem in the near future, you know, that they don't have work for all these people because of technology. You know, to give you an example, nowadays you go to the airport, you stick a piece of plastic into a machine, you get your boarding pass, you put your passport in another machine, you get your exit allowance, you get on board of the plane. You haven't spoken to anybody yet. And that will increase, you know, the things that machines can do. They can do better than us. And in today's world, machines can even design things better than us. And that is why we have to have a different look at our society. We should try to see what can be changed. And the change should not be in, you know, we'll tax the rich, or we will tax the robots. You know, these are not the answers to our issues. You know, I avoid saying problems, because problems, we have no problems. We only have opportunities. And that is what I want to achieve with the people that read my book.
And you know, it's interesting you talk about, and I agree with you, we only have opportunities, but I think it's hard to get people to look at what those opportunities are. Do you think so?
I agree with that. And the major part is actually the way we organize our governments. The people that, the politicians that lead us, they don't look at the future. They have only one interest in mind, and that is being re-elected. I believe there is some issue in the United States like that at the moment.
Absolutely. I knew you were alluding to that. You are actually a very funny man. So the other thing is, and you put this so well to me, there are really only two laws, the law of economics and the law of nature, really, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they influence our life. You know, without the law of nature, we can't fly, we can't perform chemistry, we can't really do anything. But the laws of nature are very precise, you know, and very predictable and repeatable, and they apply to everybody indiscriminately. And the only mysteries that we have in the laws of nature is that if our scientists are not smart enough to unravel these issues, that's the only thing, you know. But the laws of nature make sense, and we should take people that stand up for nature a bit more seriously. You know, maybe the way they present themselves is not so appealing to us. That I get that. But the basics are correct. You know, we can't do without nature, but nature can do very well without us.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And so here's the thing. If we look at our present global economic system, and, you know, there doesn't seem to be, as in you talk about this in your book, a sustainable future unless we make some drastic changes. What happens? I mean, are we going to experience more anarchy, or are there going to be more and more problems, more rioting, more of that?
Yeah, there will be. There will be. You know, I don't want to point at the United States, but there's a lot of people in the United States that live below the poverty line. And that number is increasing. That means something. That means something. The richest country in the world has people that live under the poverty line, and that number is increasing.
Yeah.
That is an important fact. In China, there's 1.3 billion people that now support the government, and they are hardworking because they know the time when they were poor. So they will support the government. They will do the things that are requested. But the children of these people now, they will have a different attitude. They will not have the same attitude because their parents were not poor. And that is a totally different approach to life. And that's a vast amount of people, 1.3 billion. And the same goes for India. You know, if these people start to produce products that are of quality, products that have been researched and developed in modern times, that will flood the world with products. And it will put other countries out of work. You know, we have seen that happening. When I started my career, I was in shipbuilding. And that was something like 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. I got out of that business because of Korea, because of South Korea, because all the shipbuilding went to South Korea. You know, and that is typical. Typical, even now, Chinese factories or Chinese manufacturers look at Vietnam for cheap labor.
Wow.
So it is a movement that cannot be ignored. That is a movement that cannot be ignored. It will happen. And it will increase, you know. And you know, people, when I said that before the interview, I said greed is good. You know, greed makes things happening. And that is why communism failed. Because communism looked at us in two ways. You know, we are all equal, and we shouldn't be greedy. We should be working for the country we live in.
Your book is fascinating, and there is a bigger discussion that we should all be having, and it's why is the global economy like this? Cornelis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Love this guy's last name. Jerry Delaney joins us, and he's written a book called Bannock, A Growing Up Story in the Vigilante West. And I was thinking of Jerry this weekend, not just because he has a great last name and he has a great book, but I got a Stetson because as soon as everything lifts, I'm on my way to Santa Fe, and the Stetson will work perfectly. It'll be perfect for walking around the plaza there, just a beautiful place, and that's where Jerry is. So, Jerry, obviously you have a fascination with the West, right?
Well, I grew up in Montana.
And we have a lot of listeners in Montana. What was it like growing up in Montana?
Oh, what was it like? Oh, boy. Well, I actually lived there from 7 to 17 and went to grade school and high school there, and then I left at the end of my 16th year. My father took a job on the war crimes trials in Tokyo, and so we moved from Montana to Tokyo. So what I can compare is growing up in Montana with living in Tokyo and when I was 17 and beyond, and it was a huge change in life. I mean, it was a whole pivot and changing one's life. But Montana was beautiful. Montana was beautiful. We lived at the foot, on the foot of Flathead Lake with the Mission Mountains to 5 miles to the east of us and the lake in front of us and the rolling hills to the west. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous town.
So we have to go back to, you're in this gorgeous place, Flathead Lake, rolling hills, you're looking at all of that. and then you all of a sudden get catapulted to Tokyo, and your father has a big job with the war crimes trial. So for you, all of a sudden, again, being in Tokyo, and especially something with the war crimes trials, what did he say about that time period?
Well, it was a real inflection time for the United States because we had just emerged from the war with a real deep sense of triumph. And the Nuremberg trials took place and the Tokyo trials took place. And my father specifically was on the prosecution staff there in Tokyo. And trying to establish international laws that would prevent future wars. Well, we know what happened to that. So that was a big disappointment. But at the time, it was a joyous time because it was part of our sense of exceptionalism came out of that time.
Yeah,
which I don't care for, but that did.
Yeah. What an interesting front row seat for you. And let's talk about your book. So we go back to your roots in the West, Montana. Tell us about Bannack.
Well, Bannack was a mining community and that opened in 1960 when they discovered gold on Grasshopper Creek. And it immediately became very fruitful and became very produced a lot of gold and produced a lot of influx from people from the east and south. So you had my main character, a young man named Billy Mayfair at 16 years old, comes up to Montana from Illinois, where his home was, and works in the mining camp in Montana. It's a great adventure story of him hitchhiking by Canastota wagon from Illinois to St. Louis and working in a Union hospital during the Civil War in St. Louis, and then getting a steamer up north 2,000 miles to the mining camp in what would soon be Montana territory. So it's an adventure story.
And what's so impressive about your book is that I feel like we're right there. You plant us right there. And I have to tell you, it was really sad thinking of the Civil War in St. Louis and what that was like. And I think people don't realize how bloody and how sad and how families were torn apart by the Civil War. Do you think the same thing?
Oh, yes. It was. And it was a real seminal period in American history, of course. And it gave birth to the vigilantes, for one thing. And that's what turned me on to the book, because I had grown up in Montana, as you know, and had been taught in school that the vigilantes were great heroes in the West. And I discovered that wasn't true, and that's what led me to start writing the book.
Yeah. So tell us about you told us about Billy Mayfair. Tell us more about, it's an adventure story. Tell us more about the book. I mean, obviously you take us a couple of different places.
Well, it's a book that basically does two things. It's a growing up story, an adventure story, in which Billy Mayfair is basically kicked out of his home by his father and hitchhikes to St. Louis and works in St. Louis, as I said, at a Civil War hospital, and then takes the steamer north to Montana and works in the hard drinking and hard fighting town of Bannack, which grew up overnight. And he becomes a witness to the vigilantes establishing rounding up 20 people and hanging them in a month's time there. And he gets to know not only the vigilantes, but he gets to know the people who got hung or hanged. And so, you see, it's both an adventure story and it's also an expose of history of that time, how history got it wrong, the official history got it wrong. So the book is also an explanation about how history can lie to us.
Yeah, in our minds, we have a different view of what a vigilante is, don't we?
We do. The vigilantes, incidentally, were all Masons. They were very righteous people who were very ambitious and saw an opportunity to turn that territory into a political unit. And so with their righteousness, they hanged all these people who were mostly roughnecks hanging in saloons and things like that. Not somebody you'd want to have for dinner, but they also didn't kill people, and they were charged with killing people.
Yeah, the impressions that I think that we're left with vigilantes is so different than what you've actually talked about in your book, and you're talking about how history got it wrong. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Well, first of all, a lot of fun in reading it because it's an adventure story, but also a sense of a history of that time. Western history can be very interesting if it's done right. And so you have a sense of not only of Western history, but how Western history has shaped our history, our contemporary history. The past is prologue. The things that happened then are also the things that are happening now. So you have both the pleasure of a story and also the icing on the cake is learning something about American and Western history and how that has influenced our history, our contemporary society.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can see that in reading your story. So what's next? This was so well done. I have to assume you have another book on the brain, do you?
No, I'm afraid I don't, but I'm getting a little too old to go back and tell stories like that. But that's received a lot of very nice compliments over. And so I'll stand on that.
I like that. I like how you said that. I'll stand on that. Bannock, A Growing Up Story in the Vigilante West. It's terrific. You can escape in it. You'll have fun. I think Jerry said that as well, and that's one of the things I took away from it. So you can pick it up on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. Jerry, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And I'm going to put my Stetson on, and I'm going to look for you when I go to Santa Fe.
I hope so, yes.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.